Did you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 378 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyrant, your host once again. And today my guest is Christine Rainier. Now, Christine is the owner of a company called Paran Design, and they are a design firm that builds brands and helps market businesses, particularly for solo and small firm law practices, and even more specifically, largely for women-owned or female-based law firms. And we get into a lot of discussion about what is it that we ought to be looking for as attorneys, as business owners, when we look to hire a design firm to help bring our branding, our marketing, our social media, all of our design elements together into one cohesive plan. And Christine shares a lot of light on the subject and some insights as to how we can go about doing this in a systemic and organized manner. And I think you'll get a lot out of it. So without any further delay, here is Christine Rainier. Christine Rainier, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Hello, Neil. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, it's a delight to have you here with us. Christine, tell our audience a little bit about yourself, how you came to be where you are today.
Sure. My name is Christine Ranietz, and I'm the founder and creative director of Paran Design, a graphic design, branding, and marketing studio in New York. At Paran Design, I offer print and digital solutions that help clients grow their businesses by shaping their brands, launching products and services that build relationships with audiences. So I've been a graphic designer for over 20 years at law firms, leading creative and marketing teams. So, and my work at Paran Design, I focus with helping smaller law firms with a strong interest in working with women lawyer entrepreneurs and solopreneurs.
Well, that's a perfect fit for what we do here. One of the things that really attracted me to your website and to your business was the fact that, from my perspective, it looks like a broad scope approach to the whole issue of design, of branding, of image creation, not just one particular niche. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. You know, I craft designs based on the client and really getting to know them. And so it's quite tailored for each client. That makes sense.
Yeah. And I think one of the challenges that attorneys bring to the table is this is something that, this is a left brain kind of thing. And most attorneys are right brain individuals. And so it's a complete foreign concept to the vast majority of them. So when we get to start to work with a designer such as yourself, how do we shift that focus? How do we get to a point where we can help you help us?
Well, it really starts through conversation and getting to know one another, digging deep with my clients to really find out what that story is, what problems they're trying to solve, which leads to a really thoughtful design process and thoughtful solutions. So how I work, lawyers handle very complex issues, and really a lot of lawyers create content, and that's how I usually work, is finding out what their goals are, what their content is looking like, and really diving deep with them to help differentiate themselves in the marketplace.
Well, I suspect that the challenge for you in that regard is that the vast majority of content that we are producing as attorneys oftentimes is specific to the practice areas that we are engaged in. And it's, you know, pretty much laden with the legal issues that are faced by that practice area. How do you distill what's necessary to determine branding and image creation and further content development or refinement, you know, from that? Is it just trying to understand it more or at a deeper level, or look for themes, or help the attorney actually see the story that they may not even be aware is there?
Yes, that's all of it. All of the above. It's really, it's digging into a particular, it's a complex, usually complex writing, and it's really getting deep into what are the goals. Maybe there are certain points we want to hit, and it's converting that into language that's really visually stimulating and also can people and audiences can relate to.
Yeah, I think for a lot of us as attorneys, when you ask us the question, gee, what are your goals? What are your objectives? You're going to get 9 times out of 10, you know, to serve a segment of the population in a way that I'm respected and to make some money and provide for my family and be respected in the community and blah, blah. But somewhere in there is a personal story oftentimes. And I'd say it really is a challenge, particularly for attorneys, you know, for other people as well, other groups as well, but particularly for attorneys, for them to see into their own story, to connect with what they may not even realize.
It is. It's really about trust, making it very collaborative, seeing what they're doing now, seeing what they've done in the past, and really finding out what they love to do and what those goals are. And it's amazing through conversation and trust how stories evolve, and that authentic story just comes out.
Yeah.
And then it's merging what they're doing probably currently and molding it into a visual, keeping that emotion and story tied in, and also combining the value and that deep trust, and also that thought leadership component within all touch points in the visual.
You know, you mentioned that you focused a little bit, or in particular, you serve women-owned law firms, or firms that cater to the needs of women. I'm going to say something that's probably politically incorrect, but I'm going to say it anyway. I find that it's the female lawyers that are more in touch with what their story is than us guys. That oftentimes a woman goes into practice of law as a solo practitioner for a very specific reason, personal to them, and it comes out in their practice. Whereas, you know, a lot of us dopey guys, we just say, I'm going to open a law practice because that's what I did. I'm going to open a law practice. Didn't give it a whole lot much more thought than that. Do you get that same sense? Are women more connected to their own story from your perspective?
I think women have a tendency to be more connected to their story, and their stories are definitely very complex in law firm environment, in the corporate world. And so they have huge stories to tell. And so it's really finding what that is that really helps differentiate them in the marketplace. And that's why I love working with women lawyers.
Yeah, I can imagine from a creative person that that's a, as we used to say, a target-rich environment.
Yes.
All right, so let's assume that, you know, through conversation and exploration and back and forth and give and take, we start to we start to emerge with an idea of what this law firm is all about and who it wants to serve. Where do we make the decisions on what next? For most of us, we think, I need a logo, I need a color scheme. Let's start with that.
Yes.
But what you do is so much more than just designing a logo and coming up with a color scheme. So if you were taking that raw client, how would you kind of coach them through this process and what should they be thinking about?
Yeah, a lot of lawyers come to me saying they need a logo. They need some colors. And it's that conversation and collaborative experience where we realize that I find out what else is going on. What are their goals? Are they growing their firm? Are they trying to hire new people? Are they writing? Do they want to do more speaking engagements? Just really finding out what's happening and then crafting the designs to those goals, to whatever they really want to reach for. So it could take different forms. It could be branding identity. It could be business development solutions like decks and brochures. Could also be marketing campaigns, which a lot of it ends up being marketing campaigns, which are a mix of different solutions. So they could be social media design, email design, publication design. Maybe there's event design as well. So it could take on different forms. And that's what I do. I work with them. And then there's that aha moment when we're in conversation saying, I see it. And that's how I work.
Yeah, I think the challenge for me is that it could be all of those things all of the time. And there's this gigantic ball of yarn. And I don't know which, thread to start pulling at first. I know when I started working with the first graphic designer, with my own law firm, they literally did start with the logo and a color scheme. And I had a few to choose from. And, I picked what I thought looked good and appealed to my eye. And now I've sent to really identify with it. I didn't at the time, but now it does really feel like mine. And so that was the place from which I started. And then I started then incorporating that into things I could hand out, cards and brochures and trifolds and the kind of thing. Is that still a typical approach? Because this was 15, 20 years ago. The world was different then. Our law firms still taking that approach, or are they jumping straight to the digital world?
It's both, particularly now with more in-person events happening. Print is
coming back.
Absolutely. So now it's the meshing of both, but a digital environment is still a number one to do those really direct reach outs and also indirect, because people are searching and looking for lawyers and looking for those firms. So digital is really the number one priority. And then the print materials, usually when they're visiting clients or they're having in-person events.
I think the disconnect largely at times these days is not having the designer spend a lot of time with the digital platform developer, whether it be website or other social media platforms. Sometimes those two disciplines get disconnected or they're not well integrated. I know from your website that you are intimately involved in helping craft the digital product.
Yes. I work with other talent as well to get it done.
Yeah.
So it's not just me. It's certainly creative writers, website developers, app developers, photographers, animators. And it depends on the project and how people get hired. And there are certain styles and certain looks that are required for different projects. And so it's really having that pool of talent available and that network to create that custom really thoughtful design experience for each client.
Support for today's episode comes from Ruby, the number one client communication solution for growing legal practices. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ruby creates exceptional experiences for your callers and website visitors. They take messages, screen and transfer callers, schedule appointments, perform new client intake, confirm details with outbound calls, and can answer in English and Spanish, and a whole lot more. Just like an in-house receptionist, only better, because they turn every ring into a relationship. Ruby can work full-time, part-time, or as a backup, and you can change your instructions anytime with their top-rated mobile app and online dashboard. Plus, Ruby integrates with tools such as Clio, Lexaclara, MyCase, and Rocket Matter. It all adds up to more opportunities and more time saved. In fact, 90% of legal professionals who use Ruby capture more billable hours than the national average, with many recording double or more. That's five or more billable hours per day. To experience the Ruby difference for yourself, visit get.ruby.com/TLE. That's get.ruby.com/TLE, as in the law entrepreneur, for up to $150 off your first month. Imagine you, powered by Ruby. As a law firm owner, you take responsibility for driving more revenue for your firm. But how much of that revenue ends up as bottom line profit? Ryan Kimmler, the net profit CFO, helps law firms drive more top line revenue to bottom line profit. His two game-changing tools are the scorecard, so you can actually know what your numbers are and can make informed decisions, and the action plan, so you know how to get your numbers where you want them to be and drive more net profit. To learn more about Ryan, check out episode 306 of The Law Entrepreneur, and you can get a free profit acceleration call by going to go.oncehub.com/profit. I will also tell you, just as an aside, I am a client of Ryan's. I've been working with him for the past 6 months. Frankly, ever since he did that episode with me, I signed on with him to be a client. And I've been thrilled with the kind of information and insight he's been able to give me. So do yourself a favor, you know, get that free call and check out Ryan Kimmler at netprofit.com. Well, what I hope our listeners kind of take away from this is that you don't want to have a piece of this done here, a piece of that done there. You don't want, like, I'm going to hire a photographer separately to take photos that I hope to use on my website. And I'm going to hire somebody to do my social media account management, but they're different than the person who designed my website. And I think taking a more integrated approach where we bring in a designer such as yourself, who then can tap into talent and integrate it in a way that it all works together, is a much more efficient and much more useful way of going about addressing this challenge.
Absolutely. It creates a consistency. It creates a certain emotion and carries over that story, also including differentiation. It's really, really important.
Well, I think we've seen tremendous advances, obviously, in the digital space. Certainly, moving from social media platforms to direct email marketing campaigns and the like. So, anything new on the horizon from that you're seeing that's starting to make its way into what you do and what you offer? And law firms.
Yeah, what I'm seeing, huge social media is king for content. Everyone is on social media. particularly in the law firm arena, LinkedIn. I can't stress enough how important it is to have a great LinkedIn profile, to be posting content there, and to be interacting with audiences in that space. It's not only to get new clients and new audiences, but I'm also discovering, I also advise my clients this, it's great for new hires as well, and for retaining employees. People are looking on LinkedIn, looking at profiles, looking at website, looking at content to make sure there's a consistency. Are values matching my own? And so do I want to apply for a position there? Do I want to reach out to the partnership and say hello and want to really pursue them? So there's all those different reasons why social media is so valuable and so important for law firms.
I have to admit that LinkedIn is kind of like last on my list. I'm much more, all the other, name them, platform, yep. Spending time there. I struggle with LinkedIn. I don't find it as intuitive or as easy to use as I would like, mm-hmm. but probably because I'm not there very often. And then, I go through spurts where I spend a lot of time focusing on it, and then I forget about it, and then I come back to it, and it's chock full of stuff that I'm not interested in. And I have to admit, I've not really gotten much track there. But you're not the first one to tell me that.
Yes.
I've got my priorities backwards. That really I should be focusing on LinkedIn, because that's where more of the business is being done and developed.
Absolutely. I advise you to explore LinkedIn a little bit further. It is the place where people are going. There are job postings there. And there's content that's incredibly informative, helps you grow your company. Webinars are available. And you get immediate notification of people switching jobs so you can be in touch with them. It's such a great resource and such an important, valuable business development tool for law firms.
Well, I'm going to have to double down because, I just yesterday mm-hmm. got notification that, my credit card was charged. And so I paid for another year of LinkedIn. I might as well use it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was a good reminder, like, gee, I didn't even know I was paying for LinkedIn service. So I better get to work on that.
Absolutely.
So what are the challenges then that you have working with law firm? What are the hills that you find it hardest to drag those clients over the top of?
Yeah. Change is always very difficult for law firms. And the landscape is changing. And so there have to be different approaches to business development for them, which include design and marketing, branding, all those elements together to really boost business. I know a lot of lawyers get their work through word of mouth, but it's also really important to be out there in the digital space to really create content so that people can interact with them and build relationships. And really search out lawyers when they need them. And so I think the social media platform is really essential. And that can be really challenging for a lot of law firms to change their perspective.
I know when we speak of content, there's been some seismic shift in how content is delivered. Initially it was everybody was blogging. Have a blog. It had to be on your website. You had a blog once a week, if not more. Then it started shifting to video. Everybody had to have a YouTube channel connected to your website, produce videos every week or more. Now I see it going more and more to the short form video that the TikToks, the Instagram, the Reels. What do you see in the future along those lines?
Definitely more video, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Short form. Short form video is really key. People want to see and get to know you, get to know a firm, get to know a firm's people. I also think personal branding is also hot. That you already be a part of a firm. And then if you want, let's say you have a great senior associate who wants to get out there and is really engaging and a great speaker, there's that personal development as well, that personal branding. That's also very hot too. So those are the, yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm assuming that you provide services and support to law firms, not just in the New York area where you're located, but around the country, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you see any regional differences?
Do we see any regional differences? Not really.
Not really?
The reach of digital is just so huge and vast. So not really.
And the only observation I would have, and maybe I'm, you know, maybe I'm incorrect here, is that it seems to me, I've traveled around the country, that in the southeast, down south, as we like to say here in Maryland, the down south, there's a lot more emphasis on outdoor advertising, whether it be billboards or sides of buildings or the seat in the grocery cart where they have an advertising. I find that to be more prevalent in that area of the country than, say, here in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's just my bias. Maybe that's just my circumstances, but that seems to be, more prevalent. And then on the West Coast, I see more and more firms going to advertise, video advertising, whether it be on commercial TV or cable TV or advertising on YouTube. That seems to be really hot on the West Coast, not so much that I've seen here. You have any experience with that?
The firms that I've worked with really avoid advertising in that way.
Okay.
They're more of content creators, and so they blog. They're interested in getting their content out there in digital format. So many of the firms I've worked with usually don't take that approach. Maybe in the South, they're more drivers, so there's space for those types of ads and that type of placement.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my guess there. But from the people I've worked with, they immediately want to do more social. They see what's going on. They also want to make sure it all ties into every piece that they're producing. So it's a website messaging is consistent with their LinkedIn, with their Instagram imagery, all of it consistent with their printed piece, even down to their business cards. Just they really, I think, are more aware of that. And so I'm not seeing so much of the advertisement in those types of spaces.
Sure. And of course, print advertising has really just not existent anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really not. I think the money and energy, if anything, would go to more digital ads as opposed to print ad.
And of course, it becomes difficult then to stand out in the crowd with so many people migrating to the digital space. It's a busy, location. It's hard to stand out in the crowd. And I think that's why a company like yours and the service that you provide helps people craft that story and craft that image to be able to be recognized.
Absolutely. It's really building. I build relationships with my clients. So it's really, really important because then that trust builds and the stories and the thoughtfulness and the authenticity really comes out and shines. And can I, really differentiate them in the marketplace?
Well, you mentioned, authenticity. I think that's really, that is really key because if it's not authentic, the consumer can tell in an instant that that's not really who that attorney is or what that law firm is all about. So authenticity, I think, is almost, you know, at the pinnacle of those attributes that you want to have in your design team or products that your design team creates.
Absolutely. If essential, it leads to kind of clients that can really connect with the firm. It gets you better clients that are more in line with your values too, and that you can help. It also goes back to new hires too, and retaining employees as well. Because when there's a consistent brand internally and externally, it serves on many different levels.
Well, listen, Christine, this has been great fun. I'd love to sit around and chat with you longer, but I know you've got real work to do. Tell our audience, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you if they want to follow up on anything you had to offer today?
Yeah, thank you, Neil. I am reachable through email at craniath@parendesign.com. My website is exactly what that is, parendesign.com. And also, I am on LinkedIn.
Of course.
I am on LinkedIn. And so,
all right.
Connect. Thank you.
We will have all of that in our show notes for our listeners who are on the treadmill or in the car. And I want to thank you again for taking the time to be with us today on The Law Auctioneer.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best in the future. And next time I'm up in the Big Apple, I'd love to grab that cup of coffee.
I would love that. And thank you. And I hope our conversation was helpful and valuable to your audience. Thank you, Neil.
Very much so. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, boys and girls, another episode of The Law Auctioneer. I want to thank our sponsors for this episode. Our good friends at Ruby. I can't say enough about Ruby. As you know, they've been my virtual receptionist for years now. Couldn't be happier with them. And I really urge all of you, if you need a virtual receptionist, that you give Ruby a chance. Also, Net Profit CFO. As I've mentioned before, Ryan Kimler was a guest on the program some time ago. I liked what he had to say so much, I became a client. And then after I became a client, he became a sponsor. So very happy about that arrangement. If you want to take your understanding of your financials in your law firm to that next step beyond just what your bookkeeper gives you back, give Ryan a call at Net Profit CFO. I don't think you'll be disappointed. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me the great favor of leaving a positive rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It really helps with the opportunity for us to get in front of other people. And until next week, I wish you all the best, and we'll see you again here on Law Auctioneer.